USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Ukrainian president told a rare joint meeting of Congress parts of his country are soaked in blood. During a rare joint meeting of Congress, President Zelensky said Russia has many more weapons, but his defense forces stand. This is his first foreign trip since Russia invaded his country 300 days ago. Rich Johnson has more.
Zelensky told a joint meeting of Congress, in nearly a year of fighting, Russia is definitely the loser.
The Russian tyranny has lost control over us.
The Ukrainian president thanked the American president, Congress, and ordinary Americans for support that has gone well beyond just arms. And he says Ukraine will never surrender.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world.
I'm Richard Johnson.
The IRS is accused of being asleep at the wheel handling former President Trump's tax returns. That's the accusation leveled by a chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, insisted the decades-old presidential audit program is broken. Lynn Tracy is being confirmed as a new U.S. ambassador to Russia. This comes the same day Ukrainian President Zelensky is visiting Washington. Tracy is taking over at a pivotal time as U.S. relations with Russia are strained. The final defendant is pleading no contest to crimes connected to the 2021 shooting of Lady Gaga's dog walker. Jennifer McBride is pleading no contest in a Los Angeles courtroom to receiving stolen property. She's getting 2 years probation. Flight delays and cancellations are mounting across the U.S. This comes as a major winter storm rolls through the country. Over 800 flights will be canceled Thursday, but that number is expected to rise. As the bad weather surges, some airlines are already issuing waivers for passengers to reschedule their trips after the storm passes. This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep. Even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol is releasing interview transcripts of witness testimony. On Wednesday, the panel made public transcripts of more than 30 witnesses who were interviewed as part of the probe. They included testimonies from former President Trump lawyer John Eastman and far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. The co-founder of cryptocurrency exchange FTX and the former CEO of Sam Bankman-Fried's hedge fund are pleading guilty to fraud. Former Alameda Research CEO Caroline Ellison and FTX co-founder Gary Wang are cooperating with prosecutors with embattled founder and former CEO of FTX Sam Bankman-Fried, now back in the U.S. after being extradited from the Bahamas. Ellison and Wang were charged in connection with their part in the frauds that were part of the FTX's collapse. The rosters for the 2023 NFL Pro Bowl games are out. The league-leading Eagles lead the way with 8 selections, including quarterback Jalen Hurts and wide receiver A.J. Brown. The Cowboy and the Chiefs are next with 7 selections apiece, followed by the Ravens and 49ers with 6 each. The week will be capped off with a flag football game on February 5th in Las Vegas. The NFL announced earlier this year the traditional Pro Bowl game will no longer be played, and it was replaced by the Pro Bowl games. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced late Wednesday that he successfully formed a new coalition, setting the stage for him to return to power as head of the most right-wing Israeli government ever to hold office. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.